Welcome to End Time Chronicles podcast with Brother Eben. This podcast discusses issues regarding the end times and the things unfolding and things about to unfold. We are living in very uncertain times and information is very critical these days. You can download or listen to this podcast on spiritissues.info. Now, let's join today's edition.
These are the end of days, what the Bible says about the day of the Lord. And the whole world shake with a big earthquake when he returns. Could be a nuclear war, what the prophet saw, till you wonder where your help come from. Look up, your redemption draw near. Come the man of peace, come the mark of the beast, the tribulation. Don't you be surprised when the Antichrist give a deception. And you see nation rise against nation, abomination of a desolation. Look up, your redemption draw near. When he draws near, he will wipe away your tears. When he draws near, he'll give you faith, kick all your fears. But you will know. Look up, your redemption draws near.
Hello, welcome to the End Time Chronicles podcast. This is Eben, and this is the third episode of this short podcast that I started a few weeks ago. And I believe you'll be blessed tonight as I talk about the times we live in and the people we should be listening to and paying attention to and the messages that are coming. And these are very critical times to be very selective of the voices that you listen to, the people who are talking, the watchmen, the end time watchmen. You know, basically, it's quite interesting how we so often place more emphasis on, you know, those with the titles in the body of Christ, you know, the bishops, the archbishops, the prophets, the apostles, the evangelists, you know. But we tend to overlook other people who talk and do the work of God without any titles attached to their names. There is something very interesting happening. That's the reason why I'm talking about this tonight, this discussion, bringing it to the fore to my listeners. You know, if you read, let's get into a few scriptures. Ezekiel 33 is one of such that talks about a watchman. Let me read Ezekiel 33. Alright, so verse 1 says, again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, speak to the children of my people, of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts and set him for their watchman, If when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blew the trumpets and warned the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not the warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word of the word at my mouth and warn them from me. Yeah, so we have a classic description of the duty of a watchman. And it's quite interesting that fast forward to our time now, there are various people who the Lord is using to warn the church, warn the body of Christ about coming issues, pending danger, and all that. But there is this interesting scenario the Holy Spirit gave me recently, in which he likened it to a military camp, military barracks during a wartime, where, you know, they have this watchtower where a soldier will be at the top. I mean, if you watch war films, the wooden tower, and then a soldier will be at the top watching and observing any enemy movements coming to warn the soldiers in the camp about pending danger. The interesting thing is, most of the time, those who are assigned that role to be soldiers in the sentry, or you call it the sentry or the watchtower, are not high ranking. So maybe a sergeant, a corporal, or something. I mean, low ranking. But when he blows the alarm that action, I mean, enemy is coming or something is coming, even the general, the major, the colonel, the brigadier, the whoever in the camp will not ask who gave that message. What is his rank? It's all about the message that came and what to do in preparation or the action you are taking regarding the message or the warning that came. Now, to liken it to the church now, or the body of Christ now, we have a very odd situation where the warnings are coming, and instead of the messages being received by Christians, the body of Christ, the pastors and all, rather the question is, who are these people? Who anointed them? Which Bible school did they go to? I mean, when did they start ministry? What experience do they have? So the messengers are being assessed and weighed, evaluated, and their messages are being discarded because they are seen as nobodies. So why should their messages carry any weight? And this is very unfortunate because we have a situation where God himself, in his own wisdom, knew a situation like this will arise. So it's very interesting when you read Joel chapter 2. And let's look at Joel chapter 2:28-29, and it's quite interesting. Joel 2:28-29, it says, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters, sons and daughters, I mean, look at the category, sons and daughters shall prophesy. So the category of the age, that means younger people, sons and daughters. Your old men shall dream dreams. So that's the older generation. Your young men shall see visions. So of course, you see, the middle age is the young men. The older group too is the old men. Of course, the old men is old. And when the Bible talks about this, it doesn't mean only men. Of course, the old women to be part, the young men to the young ladies to be part. And then we also, you see, we have the sons and daughters. So three categories, three age groups or groupings. And now goes on to 29, says, also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit. Clearly, it doesn't give room for any big shots or people with titles or people with, you know, experience in ministry or something like that. It's upon all flesh. So it's all about the people being available to be used, being willing to be used, making themselves worthy vessels to be used. So whether it's a house help, house boy, a slave, a little boy, 10-year-old, 5-year-old, a toddler, so far as they fall into these categories, and of course this category fits all people alive, all human being categories, because this is the range. So clearly it's just Joel's prophecy. It's a clear classification of God is going to use any willing person in these end times. So how come we have a situation where some men of God are not ready to accept the fact that God is going to use everyone who is willing to be used? So we should rather humble ourselves and be rather accept the messages that come, the warnings that come, and wait with the word of God, pray upon it and all that. But the complete rubbishing and throwing out of the window anything that doesn't come from supposed men of God or, you know, established men of God and all that is very, very unfortunate, because this is why it's time we take heed who we pay attention to and who we listen to in these times. Because you see, if care is not taken, we will miss out the true messages coming from God whilst we are focusing on those we expect to be talking to us, the men of God. But this is a classic case where God himself is choosing whom to use at any point in time, depending on the availability and the message involved. So we can easily have a case where the men of God we know will not be having any messages from God regarding the times we are in. And yet other unknown vessels and people without any qualifications, people without any titles, will be given the true word in season from the Lord, and will be missing it out because we are assessing the vessels instead of the messages that are coming from the vessels. And this is a very serious thing. We have to be very careful so that we don't miss out the messages that God is giving to the church in these evil days that we find ourselves in, because God is clearly talking. For that one, there's no doubt about it. He is talking. He is giving enough warnings and signals and messages to the church. Unfortunately, we say no, we will not listen to you, because we expect some type of category of people to be the ones delivering these messages. So far as they don't fit into those categories of people we expect, then forget about the message. We'll stick to what we know. So, yes, let those who want to be in that category continue holding on to their mindsets of being, you know, being choosy in terms of choosing who they expect God to use, whilst the humble ones will humble themselves and listen to even children. Even children. Let me, I'll be reading a message a pastor sent to me. It's very interesting. It's quite, you know, it tells us the times we are in. Indeed, God himself is doing what he wants to do in the way he chooses to do it. Yeah, this is the message the pastor sent. He said, "Beloved, God has surprised me tonight," and this was about around 2 weeks or so ago. "Beloved, God has surprised me tonight, and I want to share with you. Yesterday, I prayed asking the Lord Jesus Christ to show us about the tribulation. Many Christians are talking about the great tribulation, so I wanted to know from the Lord how true it is. I prayed this prayer alone. Then tonight, after the church service, one of the children God is using prophetically, and to bracket, these children are about 10 years and above, One of them came, saying, "Daddy, yesterday I saw in a vision that the world leaders are having meeting, and former U.S. President Obama was their leader, and Pope Francis was standing behind him with a sword. In front of Obama, I saw something like an altar, and on the altar, there was something like a computer. Obama typed something on that computer-like object, and the whole place became dark. In the midst of the darkness, number 666 appeared. Then the place turned to red, and Obama said, quote, "I'm coming to rule the world," unquote. Then he did some sign, and something like a screen appeared, and he said, quote, "See what I will do to Christians," unquote. And the boy said, quote, "I saw how Christians were being killed. It was too much bloody. Some, they put gun in their mouths and shoot." According to the boy, Obama's eyes were red like fire. And after showing those things to the people at the meeting, Pope Francis shook the ground with a sword as a sign of approval. Beloved, I believe this is true. And of course, me too, I believe it's true. That's why I'm even reading it. it is coming very soon, because God has been using these children in wonderful ways, and their prophecies and visions are accurate. What surprises me is that I just prayed about this only yesterday, and on the same day, God revealed this thing to him. Glory and honor be to the Lord God of Israel, his Son, and Lord Jesus Christ. And then he added this one. Even yesterday, the young boy told me that he saw in a vision again Obama was having a meeting with Muslims and some other religious bodies, showing them the wicked things they should do to Christians. This seems to be confirming what the other boy saw. And then says, about 2 weeks ago, the other boy saw similar vision. He even told the church. He said he saw a rising of an Islamic spirit, and the spirit was holding something like a buta. I mean, the thing, the kettle, like the one they used to, you know, do their prayer stuff, full of wickedness. And the spirit was pouring the wickedness into the head of the Muslims. Okay, let me pause this one here. So this is it. And then he sent me another one, I think 3 days later. That one says, on 13th April, after the church service, one of these boys came to me saying, "I saw something falling from the sky, but the Lord Jesus was fast and caught the thing with something like a green net. The creature had two faces. One is like a snake and one is like a frog. The creature started crying, and the Lord Jesus said, quote, "This is the spirit of the tribulation. If it had fallen on the earth, the tribulation will start at any moment from now. But I'm keeping it till the appointed time." You know, these are messages from a 10-year-old boy, or I mean 10-year-old, I mean that group, little boys. And the amazing thing is, the pastor himself is surprised, because it's like, he prayed, but God didn't give him the answer. He gave it to someone else around him. And this is how God operates. God chooses who to use at any point in time. It's not according to our will, but it's according to his will. And this is a way that makes it very difficult to now challenge the answer God has given you. Because if maybe he, the pastor, saw it, his doubts may still be there and all that. But when now you get the response from someone else whom you have not even told about, that this is what I'm praying about, then you know that yes, indeed, God has listened to this prayer and has confirmed it through someone else. This is just an example of many of such warnings and messages coming from children. You know, of course, adults are also having their own, older generation are also having their own, but I read this as just an example as to how God is giving an advanced notice and warning to the body of Christ. But we are stuck in our old doctrines of, oh, we will not see anything bad. We will not see anything bad. Nothing bad is coming. Nothing bad is coming. And yet God is giving more warnings that prepare. Something is coming. Persecution is coming. Persecution is coming. And yet the church and these leaders say, oh, her leader, sorry, oh, nothing is coming. All is well. We are just waiting for the rapture. Nothing is going to happen. We will not see the Antichrist. We will not see the Antichrist. You see, so we are having a situation where the watchmen are shouting loud and clear. The message to the camp is clear from the watchtower. Prepare. The enemy is getting ready. The darkness is coming. But the church in the camp, in the military camp, and this leader, the generals, the brigadiers, the colonels, the majors, the lieutenants, and all, they are saying, oh, no, 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 no. We won't listen to what the sergeant is saying up there from the watchtower, or the sergeants are saying from the watchtower, because they are nobodies. But, dear listener, the reason why I'm doing this podcast is to awaken you from the fact that to remind you about the fact that we have to be careful the voices we listen to in these evil days. It is very dangerous to be misled, especially when even the word of God is clear about the fact that in these evil days, in the last days, deception will be very, very clear from the body of Christ. The leaders, many shall be deceived, because many false prophets shall arise, and all those verses are there to caution us. So we have to be very careful about who we listen to, and allow the Holy Spirit to direct us to be patient, humble ourselves, and listen to the watchmen God has appointed by His own wisdom. Because, you see, it takes a lot of effort to really be an end-time watchman, because aside the spiritual aspects, it is also time-consuming to a certain degree, because one has to know about what is happening, the news, the events. The Holy Spirit will prompt you that this is what is in the Bible, this verse is what is playing out in this news and all. So one has to really learn. It's a learning experience as well. You keep learning, you read, you watch and all. So for those who, by the grace of God, are watchmen in these end times, the interest was there. And then the Holy Spirit or God decides to use them because their interest in that area is there. So, yes, they become ready vessels to be used. There are some who are also just seeing the dreams and the visions and are just warning and talking about it. But the bottom line is the watchmen are talking. The watchmen are shouting loud and very, very, very clear. Now, the choice is ours to listen or to block our ears. It's a choice. We can choose who to listen to. We can choose not to pay attention to what the watchmen are saying. But the sad part, the reason why I read Ezekiel 33 is, when the problem comes, when the attack comes, so far as the watchman did his work or her work, you cannot blame the watchman or watchwoman in this case for not giving the warning. Because they spoke, they shouted, they screamed, they wrote, they typed, they did videos, they did WhatsApp messages. The messages, I mean, they've been shouting loud and clear. But we say no. The church says no. We are not interested. God, keep your mouth shut. We don't want to hear you through these vessels that we don't respect and honor. We want you to talk through our respected prophets, the ones whom we revere and we give titles to. Those are the ones we are expecting to be used in these last days. Sadly, they are also the ones that God has chosen not to use. So if we say we are waiting for them to talk before we really pay attention to what is happening, it will be too late by the time you wake up from your slumber. it is interesting. For instance, let's even take a case study like this vaccine thing happening. I'm yet to read, hear, or watch any video or any message where someone said the Lord told him that Christians should go ahead and take it. I'm yet to hear any. If anyone has seen some, you can send it to me. But what we have is countless, I've lost count of the dreams, the visions, the prophetic warnings, different parts of the world. God is saying, my children should not take, my children should not take. People if you have all these warnings coming up, and yet when you come into the church, the body of Christ, we have this opposite reaction where you also have pastors and prophets and senior men of God who are even thanking God for bringing us the vaccine. It's quite amazing. So whilst a whole group of people are saying opposites, others too are saying, oh, let's thank God. It's God who has given us the vaccine. And that same God, supposedly that same God, is also saying through his watchmen and his voices, the children, and these 10-year-old boys, they've had also dreams, warnings about the vaccine. I mean, I don't have that one on my phone. I don't have that one. But they've also had, the Lord has shown them that, Christians should not take, So there are countless messages across board from Ghana, beyond Ghana, US, various countries. I've seen lots and lots and lots and lots. And yet, our pastors are saying that, oh, it is okay. Let's thank God for it. It is God who has given the scientists knowledge. Okay. So, my simple message is, let's pay attention and let's be careful who we listen to. But the little advice I will give is, it's time to pay attention to the watchmen. It's time to pay attention to the watchmen, because the signals are very clear that one group of people are saying what God is saying, and there's a larger group that are also saying opposite what God is saying. And it is very dangerous now to be picking signals that are not coming from the throne room of God, because when you get the information wrong, it can lead you and mislead you into error. And that's where the Bible says that when the blind lead the blind, they both fall into the ditch. And these are not times to joke with salvation. These are not times to joke with eternity, because the hour is very, very, very late. I don't know how else to explain it, how else to express it, but a lot is happening. Behind the scenes, a lot is happening. Evil is rising. We are not seeing it fully yet, because something else, a whole spiritual activity will be happening not long, and that's when we'll see a larger influx of evil in the world. The darkness is coming. For that one, it's coming. It's coming. I'm not talking of physical darkness, spiritual darkness. That evil is coming. Likewise, the great awakening, the final revival, the final outpouring is also going to happen. So we are going to have a parallel system. Whilst evil is rising and increasing, the Holy Spirit is also going to move across the world through his vessels who are available. And it's important we also make ourselves available to be used in these days, because the power of God, the Holy Spirit, the verses that Joel wrote, prophesied about in Joel chapter 2, the same is in also Acts chapter 2. Those days are coming. Those days are coming. The outpouring didn't end with the apostles in Acts chapter 2. No, it was just the beginning. But the larger part, the latter rain, the greater outpouring is going to happen before the Lord comes. And this is the season. And God willing, the next episode, I'll be talking about something from the book of Daniel. Very interesting as well. And you can listen to this and download it from spiritissues.info. This is Eben. Thank you for listening to this edition of End Time Chronicles podcast.